For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm your host, Charlie Osborne. Welcome to Cyberstrong, a cybercrime magazine podcast series brought to you by Pentera. The leader in automated security validation, Pentera provides the capabilities of 1,000 pen testers across your environment, allowing you to pinpoint true exposures and effectively prioritize remediation. To learn more about our sponsor, visit pentera.io. That's P-E-N-T-E-R-A.io. Joining me today is Jason Martang, Field CISO at Pentera. Jason, welcome and thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Charlie. How's it going? Thank you so much for having me on.
So to begin this episode, can you please tell our listeners a little about your role at Pentera?
Sure. So here at Pentera as Field CISO, my role primarily is to discuss different risk mitigation strategies with all of our customers. And as we know, cyber is a pretty broad field. So whether that is using different defensive technologies or from the Pentera perspective, as we are on the other side of security, thinking like the attacker, how can we mitigate risk with that lens by enabling customers to really behave like the attackers, think like the attackers, to truly know where they stand?
Now, the topic of today's episode is your annual State of Pen Testing report. Can you please tell me a little bit about the background of the report?
Pentera issues this report annually as a litmus test for pen testing across the globe. We survey 450 full-time CISOs, CIOs, and IT security leaders across the Americas, EMEA, and APAC. For Pentera, we conduct it as a service to the cyber defenders community because we feel it's important to know where they stand against their peers, which is why we cast such a large net. And the organizations that we survey are larger than 1,000 employees, and we're only focused on organizations that have pen testing practices in place. We're also seeing a heavy push towards exposure management and how the continuous nature of security validation is a critical component of that. So understanding the efforts here holistically will give insight into how far we all are into that journey as well.
I think the thing that jumps out to me most is that according to that report, 51% of enterprises admitted to being compromised by a cyber attack over the past 2 years. What did your team make of that?
Yeah, maybe this isn't a surprise, but attacks keep happening. Organizations, on average, have about 53 solutions, but they're still not able to maintain the cybersecurity triad of confidentiality, integrity, and availability. So the question is why? Why might this be? Well, one reason is that attacks are not exclusive to one aspect of the attack surface. Organizations are being reached across the enterprise. We're talking about on-prem, externally facing assets, and now cloud, at almost equal distribution. And these attack surfaces are dynamically changing continuously. They also can originate in one area and expand into another. So this ever-changing aspects of all these attacks are really keeping security teams bogged down and always just trying to play catch up.
Another interesting aspect the report highlights is the frequency gap between the rate of security testing and the rate of organizational change. Do you think that's contributing to the success of cyber attacks today?
Without a doubt, 73% of organizations report changes to their deployments at least quarterly. However, only 40% report testing their security at the same frequency. So this underscores a serious frequency gap between the rate at which changes occur within the IT infrastructure and the rate of security validation testing, leaving organizations open to risk for extended periods. Think about it this way. Anytime you have new identities entering the environment, there's risks that need to be accounted for, especially if these identities happen to be associated with privilege. So without continuous testing, you can't measure the risk of the effect of a compromise accurately, which leads to gaps that are being taken advantage of.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because within the report as well, it was noted that 50% of CISOs said they report the results of pen tests to their leaders and their board of directors. Do you think that the importance of frequent penetration testing is now fully understood?
I would say it's getting there. So fully understood is a little subjective. What I mean by that is I think what this shows is that boards are increasingly looking to understand and answer the important question, are we ready? Are we ready for an attack of different natures or different scales in general? And as we know, running a penetration test will give somewhat of a response. Meaning, as often as we do it, we'll know what our posture is. So the fact that they're asking is very good, but I think the frequency of how often they're asking does need to increase.
So what's stopping organizations from pen testing more?
Well, based on the feedback, we saw there's two challenges. The first challenge is the availability of pen testers. External third parties can be engaged, but it's expensive, and they may not always be available. The same challenge exists if you are trying to hire people for a team internally, just finding the talent. Businesses are also very concerned with the availability of information, which is understandable. I can't tell you how many times I've heard of damage being done as part of a penetration test or red team engagement. The availability of information is paramount, and as a result, businesses are hesitant to engage. But here at Pantera, the automation orchestration engine that we use really addresses the first problem. You can now leverage automation to scale out testing and these efforts on demand and on a scheduled basis. We also take a lot of pride in our security research team, who are the ones actually responsible for developing the attacks. Here, our core value is do no harm. So we are hyper-focused on making sure that all our attacks are safe by design. We reverse engineer and re-engineer all tools and exploits so that our customers can run with peace of mind that their data, applications, and operations won't be interrupted. So a good example of this is Zero Logon. So for a long time, Zero Logon was exploiting domain controllers, and the only way you could exploit that, well, you would damage the domain controller. And who wants that? Nobody. So we really focused on, and eventually our security research team, kudos to them, found a way, in conjunction with information that's out there, to reverse engineer and re-engineer a way of exploiting Zero Logon via relay that was much more safe. So safety by design is our really key tenet here.
We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor.
Are you positive beyond a shadow of a doubt that your cybersecurity is effective against the latest attacks? Pantera is the leader in automated security validation. With a click of a button, Pantera provides the capabilities of 1,000 pen testers across your environment. Emulating real-world attacks, Pantera's platform tests the integrity of all the cybersecurity layers. Pantera allows you to pinpoint true exposures within your environment and effectively prioritize remediation. Know your real risk every day. Visit Pantera.io to schedule a demo and see how your security measures up.
And now back to the podcast.
And switching gears slightly, I would like to talk a little bit about financial outlooks. Your report highlights a major change year on year in the CISO's budget outlook. Could you explain a little bit more for our listeners?
Yeah, well, what we noticed was that in 2023, budgets were basically going up across the board. But this year, while we still see modest increase in many organizations, over 50% of budgets are stagnating or even decreasing. So this is exemplifying that the economy, quote unquote, economy talk is actually being backed up by this data. So, well, the industry in general is going to have financial hardships, but this actually exemplifies that. And overall, this means that CISOs have to do more with less. When you don't get more money, you have to do more with the current tool set and solutions you already got. And this may lead to consolidation of tools, especially with any set that overlaps each other, which many tools unfortunately do have.
And are there any further points from the report you'd specifically like to highlight, Jason?
I think that the less with more is absolutely a challenge. I think that what we are seeing is that organizations are waking up to the fact that they need to always understand and have their program be measured. So I'm eager to see as time goes on, even with the budget constraints, how organizations can continue to measure more effectively. That can only happen with continuous testing. So I'm eager to see how 2024 plays out, and we'll see when we do the survey next year what the results are.
So moving slightly away from the report, I'd love to know your thoughts about pen testing as a career. Where should our interested listeners start? And do they need to have a solid technological background?
Well, I think having a solid technology background helps. Having an understanding of how organizations develop security posture, as well as different industry verticals and the challenges that are unique to those verticals, helps. That can be done through research, as well as networking with peers in the industry. I think pen testing as a career is absolutely a great choice. We said we would pivot away from the survey, but actually, I mean, the survey says that talent is limited, right? That leaves a lot of room for opportunity. I think anyone who has interest in the offensive side of security should absolutely take that opportunity. And what they can do is start to figure out what they like to do. There's so many aspects of security and the infrastructure in general. They can be very specific to applications. The world is really their oyster. So where I would start is looking at getting specific training in penetration testing, maybe getting some certifications, or if you're lucky enough to be early on in your career, pursuing it as an actual degree. And then if you're already working for an organization, I would talk to the security team and see if there's anybody already working in that regards. If there's a team there, then great. Maybe you can start working with some of the folks on that team. And if there's not, that is something that you could potentially pursue and bring up to your leaders and say, hey, you know, this is an area that interests me. This is something I think I can add value And by taking specific courses or, again, increasing skills about different exploits, how they work, as well as the controls inside the environment, how you can validate them, because every organization is going to have different controls. If you can help validate those controls, you can be part of measuring the success of the program. And that's a great place to start.
Jason, thank you for joining us today and sharing your expertise.
Thanks so much, Charlie.
For Cybercrime Radio, I'm Charlie Osborne. CyberStrong is a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by Pentera. The leader in automated security validation, Pentera provides the capabilities of 1,000 pen testers across your environment, allowing you to pinpoint true exposures and effectively prioritize remediation. To learn more about our sponsor, visit pentera.io. That's P-E-N-T-E-R-A.io.